Back now with Day to Day. This week, Delta Airlines pilots voted to strike. That's if the airline cancels their contracts. An arbitration panel is about to decide whether Delta can do that. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Madeline.
So it's not for sure then that the pilots will go on strike, right?
That's right. The vote only means that they can strike if they decide they want to. The union needs this authorization from pilots so that it has bargaining power during negotiations. It gives the union some leverage.
And what is their dispute over?
Money and benefits, as you would expect. Delta says it needs the pilots to take an 18% pay cut. But just over a year ago, the pilots gave up more than 30% in pay, even more in benefits. So they're not too keen on having to do that again. But the company says it's losing, I think, $4 million a day. It's already in bankruptcy protection since September, and that there's no other alternative but to cut labor costs.
Well, it seems that the two sides are at an impasse. What do experts predict will happen?
Right. Most analysts think that they're going to have to work this out. I spoke with Michael Boyd. He's president of the Boyd Group in Colorado, and he thinks the strike is unlikely. But Boyd says if there were a strike, Delta would probably not survive it.
You cannot fly through a pilot strike. Just the regulations, the training necessary, we've looked at it. You cannot fly through a pilot strike. So when the pilots walk out, you're shut down. In normal situations, well, you have cash to live on. Delta doesn't have that. If the pilots walk, they might as well keep on right on walking to fill out that application at Walmart.
And Walmart, because Boyd says the pilots will have no place else to go. I mean, if you look at the other airlines, American and United pilots have taken drastic pay cuts. And Northwest pilots are voting this week on a new, less attractive contract. And that's really what this independent arbitration panel is going to look at as they decide whether Delta can void its contract with the pilots. That decision expected by April 15th. And Boyd thinks that the panel will side with the airline because, again, if you look at the rest of the industry, you see that other pilots are taking these pay cuts, and the labor contract is really a burden to Delta. And that's when things could get really messy, Madeline, because then it's up to the airline to decide what to do next, and they could throw out that contract, as we said, and then the pilots have said that they're not going to work. So that could lead to a legal challenge from the company. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we talk one-on-one with GM CEO Rick Wagoner about his plans to turn the company around.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.